The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Today's daf is being studied in Nishmat Morzikani Yosef ben Sara, the Marat Zikarati Yafa ben Sara, the Nishmat Avram ben Esther, the Ruach Hashem ten Hamburg and Eden Amir. Today's daf is being studied for Ashwa Moshe Medina, Sarah Batrahad, and the Fan of the Hem for Tanef to Fataguf, for Tabkar Bala Bovikini, the Sovereign of Maraman, Rufash Lema, Kol Hayale, Savagan, I still have Pitsuim, and the Fan of the Hem. For the nefesh, for the guf, for the tamkar, for the chayin, for the amen, for the slachat, chayale, savag, and Israel, only for the sin, for the Elohenu, for the chayin, and the hem, ateret, and sahon, ve shalom, and slachat, and chol ma'asei edahem, amen. We get today's daf on the tet amud bet, and we start at the braita, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the bottom. Tarabanan, the braita. Now we go back to explaining different stringencies that one damage has over the other, comparing them to each other. Tanur banan, chomer beshor mebebor. Chomer bebor mebeshor. Okay, shor has a stringency over bor. Bor has a stringency over shor. Okay, we're just giving the chomrot. We're not saying like we did in the Mishnah. If it didn't say this, we couldn't learn it. Stop. We're just pointing out that these. Mazikim have differences, stringencies that the other doesn't. Right? Well, it says short over here, by the way, in the Braita, it was 4 points out of Tumat Kirin. Okay, the damage of Kirin. The Gemara says, Chomer b'shor mebibor. Okay, what's the Chomer that short has over board? Number one, Shashor mishlamit ha-kofir. What's that mean? A sword that, let's say, was a mu'ad. It killed three people. The fourth guy that it kills, so now already you have to pay what's called the owner, even though you're short damage. You have to pay that damage, killed. For the fourth time when a short kills, that already have to pay what's called kofir. You have to pay a penalty, whatever the betin assesses the value of the person that was killed. V'chayav b'shloshim shel eved. If a short also killed three times, let's say now killed an eved, so the law is he has to pay 30 kesef to the owner. He killed an eved kana'ani, he has to pay to the owner 30 kesef. Nigbar dino, let's say a short killed. So what do you do with the short? You kill it. The Gemara, do you know? They gaveled. Hayav, they said. That the shor is hayav mitah. Asur bahana'ah. So you're not allowed to benefit from that shor. It's called the shor aniskal. You're not allowed to benefit from the animal in any which way. Vedarko lilech ulazik. And also a shor has a stringency that it goes out. It goes out and damages. Mashe'en ken bebor. Bor doesn't any of this stuff. Bor first was not hayav bimitah. Bor is only hayav, according to this, benizakin. But it's not hayav if it kills a person. We'll see according to the shita. Therefore, there's no kofir, there's no shloshim shita eved. It's not darko lelech ulazik, it stays stationary. And also, there's no such thing, digmar dino asur bana'ah. It's not a live animal to be asur bana'ah or not. Okay. Chomer bebor mebeshor, what's the stringency that bor has? Shabor tchilat asiyato lenizik. Good. It's made initially for nizik. It's made in the inception. It's made for the damage. Umu'ad mitchilato. That's right. Full payment from the first time it damages. Mashi'ikir ashor. Tiaptam. You have chatsi nizik for the first three times. Mashi'ikir mishor. Okay, very good. First part of the writer, that's shor and bor. What's the next analogy? Chomer b'shor mebe'esh. Chomer b'esh mebe'shor. Okay, we're putting now shor with fire. That each has stringencies over each other. Chomer b'shor mebe'esh. What's the stringency that shor has over fire? Again, shashor mishalem kofir. V'chayav b'shloshim shel eved. Nigmar dino asur bana'a. Mesaro v'chereh shote v'katan. Chayav. Ma she'en ken be'esh. Not like we just learned. First of all, esh doesn't have any of these things. Esh doesn't have this din of kofir. That was not said by Ish. Okay? Now look at the top Rashi. Ish lo chayav ba sirifat adam. Oh, interesting. If your fire burnt a person, not chayav. Why? Shayalu levroach. He should have ran away. He can't run away from a shore that's chasing you. But the fire, you see the fire coming, run. The im kafutu, oh, but if he was tied up, let's say, hamav'id chayav mitah. Right, because then already you killed him. You killed him with your fire, and it was tied up, then already the deen is, the one that made the fire is hayav mitah. We have a lokim limit. You're not going to make any payments. We killed the guy. So therefore, there's no kofe, there's no nothing. If you go burn somebody that's tied up, you killed him. You're hayav mita. If you sure kill somebody, you're not hayav mita. You're fired, it's considered you. So therefore, if you killed him when a fire is tied up, there's no payment anyway, because it's kim nebid al-amamid. You always get the stronger of the two punishments. We'll see. And what else does short have? Oh, like we said, you give it to a haresh or to the katan, you're hayav. Right? Either way of learning it. Whether you gave it, even if you gave it to him tied up, you're still hayav. Why? Because it's the derech of a shor to break loose. And you gave it to people that are incapable of watching it. And therefore, kosh shachav to bishmiratov, you're hayav to shumed it, nirmo and shumed it, you're hayav to pay the zakin. Mashaykin be'esh. Okay, good. Esh doesn't have any of these. Homer be'esh. Mibeshor. What stringencies of esh? Sha'esh mu'edit mechilata. Mashaykin be'shor. Good. Esh, the first time it damages, you have to pay full payment. Mashaykin be'shor, you have tam and mu'ad. Good. Homer be'esh mibibor. Okay, now we're putting esh and bor together. What's the esh and bor? Homer be'bor be'esh. Okay, both have stringencies over each other. Homer be'bor be'esh. What's the stringency of bor? Shetechilat asiyato lenezek. Good. The bor, the second you dug it, it's standing already for damaging. It's made initially for damages. Misaron leharish shotev katan hayav, like we learned. If you give the bor to a harish shotev katan, even if it's covered, you're going to be hayav, because it's the derech of a bor's cover to go off, and therefore you are negligent in watching it. Therefore you're going to be hayav. Mashe'en ken be'ish. Right. Ish, if you gave it over to a harish shotev katan, we learned earlier that you are patur. And what? It's not made initially to damage the fire. Chomer be'esh mebebor. What's the strategy that esh is over bor? She'esh darkan elechu lazik. That's right. Esh darkan elechu lazik. It goes out and damages. But she'esh bor stays stationary. U'mu'edet echol ben davar ra'uila ben davar she'enu ra'uila. And fire eats things that are ra'ui, befitting for it to eat, and things even that are not ra'ui. We're going to explain what this means over here. Mashaykin bebor. But a bor only damages things that are ra'ui. Things that are befitting to it. Okay? That's what the Gemara is saying. Now the Gemara will go back to this line, by the way. What does it mean, ra'ui, not ra'ui? Question begins. Velitni, you forgot one. Homer b'shor mebebor. Why don't you list that there's a stringency of shor over bor? That's not one of the items that we listed over here. We listed initially. Yeah, we just didn't mention the stringency. Actually, it's the first one. Homer shor mebebor was the first case in the Braita, but you skipped the stringency. Which one? She'ashor hayabo et hakelim. Shor, if it damages kelim, shor is walking, and kicks. Kicking is like kelim. It kicks kelim, and it breaks them. Shor is hayaf to pay for the kelim. Mashe'enken bor. Bor is a special law. There's not hayav on the kelim. Look at Rashi. Hayav bor the kelim. Im shivran b'negiha. Either he gored and broke the kelim, or b'bi'ita, or he kicked it. She tore down the kelim. Kelim en re'uim le'esh. Oh, sorry. Are we saying ish now?
No.
Oh, stand. Enu im la ish enderek lasik bekelim. Okay, maybe we're jumping the gun. By bor. Forget about that end of the Rashid. Let's go by shor. Shor is hayav if it damages kelim? Absolutely. Okay. But what about a bor? Bor is not. What's the case? A guy's walking and this kelim fell to the bor and they broke. The Baal HaBor doesn't have to pay for kelim. Accept it. We don't have to pay for it. So why don't you list it? The Baal HaBor for kelim. So comes the Gemara and says, could be that she's for later on. Comes the Gemara and says, Hamani. Who's the author of this Braita? Rabbi Yudai. The Mechayev on the skit kelim b'bor. Yeah, he also chayav on the kelim b'bor. So that's not a stringency. So it's Chayav and Kedim, plus Chayav and Kedim. So never, don't ask me why you skipped that Chumrah. Okay, good. Go ask Ali about Rabbi Yehuda. Very good. The Gemara says, "Ir Rabbi Yehuda." Oh, wait, now you're in trouble. If you tell me it's Rabbi Yehuda, you have a problem. Why? Ema Sefa. I'll bring you a question from the Sefa. Chomer be'esh mebevor. One of the items we compared in the Braita of it was what? Esh and Bor. What's the stringencies? She'esh darkan elecho nazik. Esh goes out and damages, more doesn't. Umu'ad le'echol ben davar ra'uila, ben davar she'enu ra'uila. And fire consumes everything. Right? That's the stringency of esh. It eats things that are normally consumed, and things that hayav, even if it's not normally consumed. Mashe'en ken bebor. Ah, mashe'en ken bebor, only things that are ra'ui. So now we have a stringency. Now we're going to analyze. What is ra'ui, not ra'ui? Davara ra'ui la maininu. You said fire is chayav on things that are ra'ui, that are befitting. Well, what are these items? Etzim, wood. Vadai. Fire is befitting to consume wood. Correct? If the fire comes along and consumes a stack of logs of somebody else, vadai chayav to pay. That's a normal thing that fire consumes. Wood. Davar she'en ra'ui la maininu. What's an item that's not ra'ui, that's not normally consumable by fire? Kelim. What? Kelim. It's not so normal for fire to damage a keli. It's like not flammable item normally. So therefore, the chantush is fire is hayab. Davar ra'ui. Ma she'en ken bebor. Which is what? Bor is not going to be hayab on kelim. You're stuck now. Because you just told me that this braita is going like Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda says, you hayav on this kelim in a bor. Right? That's why it didn't compare shor and bor like kelim, because both are hayav on kelim. If that's the case, when you compared esh and bor, one of the differences you said is esh is hayav ben on devarim ha-re'uyim, ben on devarim she'enam re'uyim, namely kelim, masha'en ken bebor, that it's patur on kelim. You said it's a biyuda, that line doesn't make sense. The Gemara says, ela le'olam rabbanani. Okay, go back, the whole beraita is really the rabbi's opinion, and really, indeed, you're patur on kelim. Oh, so if you're patur, bor, kelim, how come you didn't tell me that stringency, that sword is hayav on kelim, and bor is patur? Because the beraita is not going to tell you every single difference. It gave you a couple of humrot, left that one out. Oh, we have a rule. Mai shi'er, da'ai shi'er. What else did it leave out? Which means it's not going to leave out just one item. It's got to leave out at least two items. And then you say, okay, so it's shi'er. Shi'er tamun. It left out the story of tamun. What is tamun? We know by a fire, esh is patur on tamun. Something that was covered. You had stuff, kelim, whatever you want to say it is, in a bag. Bag is considered tamun. It's not revealed. The guy put his bag in his field. Guy came, burnt his friend's field. Burnt the bag also. It's patur from the stuff that's in the bag. It gives that the katuf. You only hayav on esh, on things that are revealed, exposed. Things that are tamun, you are patur. Mashe'ekem b'shor, if a shor is walking in the street and kicks a bag of kelim and breaks the stuff inside the bag, it's hayav. So you see the braita left out a stringency. Could have said, Chomer b'shor mebebor, sheshor hayav b'tamun, ve'esh, let's say, is patur b'tamun. It left out, and if don't worry if it left out a stringency by shor and bor, there were other stringencies that it also left out as well. Okay? Good. That's one way of learning the braita. I'll give you another way of learning the braita. Le'olam Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says what? Shor is hayav in kelim, and bor is hayav in kelim. That's why we didn't make that difference. Correct? Oh, but you're stuck. Because you had a stuck, you told me by esh and bor, you said esh is hayav even on devarim she'enam re'uim. We thought that was kelim. Oh, maybe not. So it says, V'davar she'en ra'ui la, lav le'atuye kelim. That doesn't mean kelim. Ela le'atuye le'hecha niro le'sechsecha abanav. Like we learned earlier, that one of the things esh is chayav on, if it, let's say, it singed the furrow of a field. You know, it's not a normal thing to burn. Dirt doesn't burn. A field doesn't burn. We're talking about the furrow itself, not the wheat. So it's still going to be Hayav, because now you damaged the field. Or Sikzecha, it singed somebody's rock.
Scorched it.
And it's not a normal thing for it to burn. It's still going to be Hayav. Good. Masha'enken be... Beshod, that it's only Hayav on things that are normal for it to damage, or for it to damage. But on items that are not normal for damage, not Hayav. Good. So therefore, it works out good. So if I can say the Braita is Rabbi Yehuda, which means the reason why I didn't compare short to board with Kelim, because they're both Hayav and Kelim. They're both Hayav and Kelim. You have a question from later on, you learned wrong. When it says the Varsha Enu Ra'ui, the question really means Abanim and the furrow of the field. And then the Chilami Bor is Hayav on Kelim. Very good. We have a problem. Litni Chomer Beshor Mebebor. I found another item that the Braita didn't list. Chomer Beshor Mebebor. What's the stringency that Shor has over Bor? Shashor Hayav Bo Shor Pesulei Mukdashim. What's that case over there? Look at Rashi. Shor Pesulei HaMukdashim. What's Pesulei HaMukdashim, by the way? Yeah, it's an item that was Hekdesh. Sure, that was Hekdesh. It became a Baal Mum. Okay, what do you do to it then? You have to make what's called Pidyon. Pidyon, you have to redeem it, but it's still called Pesulei HaMukdashim, but you redeemed it. Well, what's the case? Now, Rashi. Shirif there. Okay, yeah, redeemed it. Venafal bebor. Oh, now that Shor was walking and it fell into a pit, patur ba'alabor. The ba'alabor does not have to pay for the Shor that was damaged.
It's pesul korban.
Why not? Yeah. Well, really, it's really the chaurah. It's chodin now. Maybe ba'amum. You redeemed it. So now the chaurah, it's walking down the street, falls into a bor. The chaurah, you should pay the guy. Why don't you have to pay the guy? Gezrat katur. What's the gezrat katur? Dichtiv. Ba'alabor yeshalem. How's it work? The owner of the pit pays. Ve'hamet yehiye lo. And he gets to keep the dead carcass of the shor that died. Ve'hamet yehiye lo. Yehiye lo's mashma. He could do whatever he wants with it. Yatzazeh. She'en hamet shelo. He can't really keep it in all aspects. Why? De'afagab de'nifdeh. Even though you're right, you made pijon on it. Imet. You're not allowed to give it to the dogs to eat. So let's say the Balabon is a dog. He would not be able to take this carcass of the Shor Mukdashim and give it to animals. Why? Tizbach velo giza. Basar velo chaleb. Ve'achalta velo lekelabim. One of the things it says is you can eat it. You can eat the meat, but you cannot give it to the dogs. So therefore, by bor, one of the things of bor, it says, v'hamet yehiye lo. In pesulei mukdashim, you cannot fulfill this. The met cannot belong to him totality. He's not allowed to do certain things. So far, so good. That's why bor is patur. Again, pesulei mukdashim fell into a guy's pit. Died. Does the owner have to pay? Guy's coming screaming, hell, that's my shorty you killed. Excuse me, what type of show was that? That was Pesulei Mukdashim, say that I was poor there. Take a walk. Why? Because I cannot benefit from this. What do you mean, eat it? I know I can eat it, but the Torah says, v'ameti lo, anything I want with it, including throwing it to my dog to eat. And I cannot do that by this case, so therefore I'm off the hook. Masha'en ken, continue Rashi, dimnagcho shor, but if a shor gored this animal, this Pesulei Mukdashim, hayav, da'aketiv, shor re'ehu. Hear this. It's not Kodesh. It's not Kodesh. It's really considered Cholin. Nafkamina, if my ox gores this ox, I have to pay. Bor is a special deen because Vamet Yelo, there's restrictions what you can do with it. But bottom line, it's still called an ox of regular. And therefore, Gemara's question is, you forgot an item. What did you forget? You forgot the case of Shor and Bor, that Shor is Hayav on Pesulei HaMukdashim, the gourds. If you gore the Pesulei HaMukdashim, you're Hayav. Mashing, if it fell to the Bor, you're Patur. How come you didn't put that item in there? It's Gemara's question. So Gemara says, wait. Bishtamara Banani. According to the rabbis, very good. I need the shiir ha'ach, shiir namehach. According to the rabbis, very good. I'll say it skipped because tana b'shiir. Because didn't I tell you it skipped the kelim? According to the rabbis, is a bor hayav in kelim? No. And it skipped that one already. It should have said, shor is hayav in kelim, bor is not. It didn't say it. So tana b'shiir, so just like it left that one, it left this one. However, ela i'amat Rabbi Yehuda, that you're saying there's no shiur. According to the Biyuda, everything in the Braita is accounted for. My shiur, thy shiur. What else did it leave out? You tell me you left out the case of Pisul HaMukdashim. Gemara answers, shiur. You know what it left out? Left another case out. Dash biniro. What's dash biniro? Dash biniro rashi. Shim dash ashod biniro. Let's say the shor is trampling on somebody's furrow that he just plowed. Mitkaven in the kach, mitkaven nazik. Sharei shivarim melumadim b'disha todat dekereni shekavratah nazik. Hayav l'sharem demen niro shekelkel. Mas she'ekem bebor telo she'ek behezek karka. Which means shor has a stringency that it's shayach by karka. You could damage somebody's karka via shor. It tramples on the guy's furrow, you damage it. Mas she'ekem bor can never damage karka. But the guy's karka fell into the border. Not shayach. Oh, so therefore, even according to the Biyuda, there's a shiur. Gemara says, "Imi shul dash beniro lav shiurahu." That's not a shiur. Detanya shiken darko lelechu lazik. That we said already, by the way. We said a shor goes out and damages or shiken a board. That includes going to a field. So therefore, according to this, the Gemara rejects to say that the bright is the Biyuda. Because if you say the bright is the Biyuda, you're stuck because there's a case that it didn't say, and you need two cases for it to skip, and therefore the blight must be to be a banana. Just like it skipped the case of Kelim, it skipped the case of Pesulah Mukdashim, and therefore you're okay. Comes the Gemara and continues. Oh. Hichshati b'miksat nizko. Now we go to an interesting case over here. We said in the Mishnah, if you are obligated to watch an item, and you were negligent and you didn't watch the item, you have to pay. Then the Mishnah said like this. If you were obligated to watch an item and you weren't negligent in totality, you were negligent partially in your Shemirah, Miksat Shemirah, you already negligent, you have to pay the whole thing. So give me a case where I was only partially negligent in my Shemirah, that you tell me I have to pay full price. What's the scenario? Well, I was going to tell you a scenario. Tarana banan, eshati miksat nizko, hati b'tashume nizko, kesher kol nizko. If I'm obligated in partial nizko, because I was partially negligent, I have to pay full damages. What's the case? Kitzat. Gemara says like this. Okay, what's the law? Get the laws. A board of 9 has the ability to damage. Board of 10 to kill. Okay, oh, by short. By short. So what happened? Guy number 1, Reuven dug up to 9. Came Shimon, he dug it one more tefah to make it asara. Who's hayav? Ha'acharon hayav. The last guy's going to be hayav on everything. Ben Benizikin, Ben Bimita. So you see over here, even though he was just partially guilty, because other guy did 9. I only dug 1. But it doesn't matter. You are the one that Mashlima Ta'asara, according to this opinion, you got to pay for everything. Look at that Shia, Haron Hayav, Ben Met Boashon, Ben Uzak. Now, we have to see why, because that's a big hadush. The Chaura, the 9 guy, should also be on the hook for Nizikin. The Zakin, the first guy also was guilty. He did 9. I just came along and did 10. Now they say, you know what? You hayav everything. If the shore gets damaged, you hayav. Seemingly the guy could say, what do you want from me? You go to that guy. I didn't dig it. You want to get me on mitah? Okay, fine. I dug it to 10. But we're going to see it's pisukim. That the second guy's hayav for everything. So you see what? He only did miksat. And he's hayav for hakol. That's the rabbi's opinion. The Gemara says, udlo kerebi. It's not going like kerebi. Why would it be on the Tanya? Ha'ofer bo tisha'o ba'achavish temon la'asara. Acharon hayav. Everything. Rabbi Omer, like we would have thought. Echad acharon nemita. Echad shenehem the nizikin. The second guy is only hayav mitah, but both are hayav for the zikin. Okay, that we understand. But Amishta's not going like that. Because Amishta's mashma, you did partial, you pay everything. Mashma ben lemitah, ben lezikin. Rapapa amar lemitah v'devrei hakol. Okay, Rapapa says, you know what? You can make the Mishnah go and quote to everybody. And we're discussing the inyan mitah. This guy's hayav for everything. Even though he only did partial. Understand? There's two ways to learn. I can say that the Mishnah is like the banan. And then when it says lakol, it means lakol. The second guy only did a tefa, hayav for nezikin, hayav mitah. Or I can say, no, that when the second guy did partial, he's hayav for mitah. The mitah, even though he did partial, mitah only, and therefore the Mishnah could even be going like Rabbi. Okay, either way. Ika de amre. We have another version. Nehma de loke Rabbi. You want to say Amishnah is not like Rabbi? Because Amishnah is much, the second guy's hayav. Everything? Amara papa lemita v'devera kol. I can say that it's not lemita anymore. But kifla Rabbi Zera. V'tu leka. Now the Gemara goes to some interesting cases. Is this the only scenario you were able to come up with that a guy did miksat and he's hayav on a kol? I'm going to give you some other scenarios where a guy only did partial and the kavra is hayav on everything. What's the case? V'tu leka. V'aika masar shoro l'chamisha b'nei adam. Oh, he gave his short to five guys to watch. Collectively, you go five guys, you watch my short. Upasha bo ehad mehem vezik. Hayav. One guy walked away. One of the five guys was negligent. He walked away. He wasn't shomer. And what happened? The ox went out and damaged. Who's on the hook? Who has got to make the payment? He does. The guy that walked away. So you see, even though it's miksat, those four other guys there, doesn't matter. You were negligent on your part. And when out of damage, you're hayav. The Gemara says, hold it. What is the case? Hechi dame. Ilema debelav ihu lo ava mintar. If you're telling me that without him, the shor would not be able to be watched, meaning you needed five guys to watch the shor, and without him, it was impossible for the shor to be protected. Peshita di ihu ka'abid. What do you mean? He needed the full damage. By him walking away, you caused the damage. You didn't do a miksat. You were needed for this shemira over here. Without you, it couldn't have been watched. So when you walk away, that's a... Ela debelav ihu namem mintar. Ela, you want to tell me that it could have been watched even without him? So my kavi, why is he hayav? So anyway, that case is not a good case. You need to show me a case where he only did partial, like the case of the boar. The case of the board, he only did a partial item, and he's hayab for everything. Here, if you're telling me that without him it couldn't have been watched, he did everything then. He created the damage. And if you tell me it was watched without him, so he did nothing. He walked away, so what? Why should he be hayab? Other guys were able to watch it. So that cannot be a case. Something would have happened already at 9. The first guy did it. Now you come along and add a dimension of a tefa, so you added it to the nizikim, you added it. So this is b'ksad v'chayav. So comes the Gemara and says, look at Nashi. Let's read Nashi's only. Ba'ika lememar tu kegon I itreme de masar shoro umisbara kamakshele. Now, by the way, these are all cases, not braitot. These are all cases that the Gemara's.
Let's say
this happened. Let's say it's all sebara, the Gemara's saying. Okay, good. Upashabo, shalach lo velo shamro. Now, there's Nashi's on the Amud Bet. Can we read the top of Rashi's Amud Bet? It goes to this case. I de belav iu lo mintar kegon sheyu asaka v'raim. It's a wild shore that without him it's not going to be protected. Peshita enzo echshalti b'miksat nisko. That's not considered partial damage. Ela kol nisko v'lo dami lashlim bor le'asara. It's not similar to the case of bor asara. In the case of the boar, when the guy did 9, you're right, it's not a mitah item, but you did something. You already created nizikin. You just contributed to the mitah. 9 was before, you which did something. Mashaykin, in this case over here, if you tell me that the first four guys were not able to watch it without the fifth guy, So therefore, you did all nezik. Well, but you're walking away now, you created the nezik. Right. That's a peshita. And if the thing could have been watched without him, so even if he walked away, why should he be chayav at all? So that's not a fair case. The case, we're looking for miksat. So give us, okay, go back to Amud Rishon. Two lines to the Amud. Kifla Rav Sheshat. Va'ika, another case. Marbe b'habila. What's marbe b'habila? Nashi. Go back to Nashi Amud Bet. Shiriba habilot zimulot badlakat shel havero. V'kirba al yedei habilot gadish acharim sheya bedin sheyu chayav v'lo harishon. The fire was going out. There was a fire there already. It was damaging. It was going and damaging. The guy went, he threw more wood into the fire. As a result now, the fire is able to go now and eat more of the other guy's field. So the fire was there already. You came and now were mosif. So give what I'm saying. Hey, what's the case? If it wouldn't have got to that place without this, what he did, peshita, he did the whole nizik. Which means, without him, there would be no nizik. You added fuel, and now we're damaged. That's not miksat. Yes, you did the whole thing. It wouldn't have got to that place without your... without you, there was no damage here, bichlal. And now you created a damage. When you get bit this, you're a full damager. It's not like the boar. The boar, there was damage here already without you. You just now was mosif, mita. That's partial. Good. So she can tell me that even without the throwing the fuel in, it would have went. My kavid. So what did you do? You did nothing. You're not going to be hayav then. So that cannot be a case. Good? Good. Gemara says, final case. I'll give you the case what we're talking about. You know what case we're talking about over here? Habishashi yashvu al safsal ehad. Interesting case. Five guys are sitting on a bench. The bench didn't break. The bench was able to hit five guys. Came the sixth guy, he sat on the bench. He sat, boom, the bench collapsed. Hayav, the last guy is Hayav. What type of guy are we talking about? The Amara Papa, Kegon Papa Bar Abba. Like a fat guy, like Papa Bar Abba. Came and sat on the bench, he's the sixth guy, and he caused the bench to collapse. He's Hayav. Oh. So the Gemara wants to know, what's the case over here? If it wouldn't have broke without him, so the first five guys, there was no damage b'chlal. The bench was able to sustain it. And this guy came along, he created the damage from scratch. He created the whole thing. Peshita. Look at that sheep, Peshita. See why they have to go on Papa Barabasha Yab Baal Basar? Peshita. Once already you're creating the zakin is like half death. You created already partial death. This guy just came and added it, then you added full death. So that's why it's considered partial. Mashaken here, the first five guys couldn't have broken, wouldn't have broken. So when you come along and sit on it, the sixth guy, you did the whole damage. It's nothing before, which is if the other five guys even created damage. You understand what I was comparing? By Bor, the first guy that dug nine, you did something, by the way. You created a nezik. Did the five guys sitting on the bench create any sort of nezik? Absolutely not. Five guys, the bench could tolerate them. They're in the right, they did everything good. Five guys will not. The sixth guy came, so you did the full damage now. So we need a case of miksat. So Gemara says, "Ela tibelav ihu name itbar." So you're telling me without him, the bench would also have broken. So the Gemara says, "Maika abid." So what do you want from the guy then? Why are you saying he's hayav? If the bench would have broken the five guys, so sof, matni. Okay, so that cannot be the case. Good. That cannot be the case either, because we need a case of miksat, and this is either all or nothing. But we still don't understand the case. So the Gemara says, "Sof sof matnita hecha mitarza." How do you explain the case to the bench? Which means, why is that last guy hayav? Which means, give me the case why the guy who sits on the bench is hayav. Why? What's the question? Look at Nashi. Matnita dev safsal. Look at Nashi. Matnita dev safsal hechi mitarza. Ho'il umutberet Once already you're learning the case, like we learned it, we want to understand. Once already you're asking these questions, what are the two questions you asked on the case of the bench? You said, what's the scenario? If the six gag broke it, Peshita. Now, the reason why we're asking Peshita on this case and not Peshita on the other cases, because, no, this is a braita over here. The other case we made up. So we made up, you can't ask me, if the fire wouldn't have reached, Peshita. Well, Peshita, it's not a braita. I made up the case, I can say whatever I want. Mashiach here, it's a statement that's written in a braita. So therefore, you tell me, hey, what's the case? If it's talking about where the sixth guy was a big guy, and the other five guys did nothing, and the whole thing was him, and we said that he crushed the bench. Peshita, what are you going to tell me a case like that for? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you the Hadush. There is a Hadush. What's the Hadush? It says, Hechi mitarza, lo tzericha, debelav ihu, havi mitbar, betresha'e. The five guys would have sat on the bench, it would have broken in 2 hours. The hashta idbar behadasha'a. Now by this guy sitting on it, he broke it an hour earlier. Now, why is he hayav, the sixth guy alone? The amri le, because the five guys could tell him, ilav at aveyad binan tefe purta vekeminan. Listen, we would have got up, by the way. We weren't planning on sitting for 2 hours, by the way. We would have got at it. We weren't. You came inside. You brought the thing on it quickly. Therefore, you're going to be hayav. Oh, so the Gemara says that's not fair. Velema lehu ilav atun bedidi lo avimidbar. He should tell them, hey, you should have got up.
Right.
I mean, you want to just continue sitting? I couldn't break it alone. Good. So you want to tell me? Sorry. Listen, you can't blame us. We had 2 hour limit. We were going to get up after an hour and a half. And if we never, you broke it, you brought it quicker. He could tell him back. What are you talking about? You saw me sit down. You knew this thing's going to break because I'm seeing that. You should have got up. You didn't get up. You're guilty also. Okay, what I said, you know what the case is talking about? The behadeh de samich behu tabar. He wasn't letting them get up. He didn't sit on the bench. He sat on them, which means he leaned on them. They're sitting on the bench. Now he comes along, this big guy, and he's leaning on the backs of these guys so they can't get up. And therefore, he caused the bench to collapse.
Right.
So the Gemara asks again, Peshita, that's Pashut. Again, they couldn't get up. He did the whole damage now. Of course it's a Hayav. Gemara says, no, you know what the Hadush is? Ma'udetema koho lav kegufo dame. Kamashmalan de koho kegufo dame. You would have thought, only when you damage begufo, he actually sat down. Here, it's not begufo, it's his koah, it's his force. So maybe you would have thought force is not like his goof. Kamash ma'lan, that what? De choleka de gufo tabar. If his body would have broken it when he sat, koho name tabar. And therefore his koa also is going to be hayav. Just let's read the ashiz. Look at the ashiz. De belav iyu havi midbar betresha'eh. We thought the case was talking about where it would break in 2 hours, and he came along and sped it up, right? That's what you have to tell to me. Now, so why don't you say that this is considered miksat nisko? Again, remember we had a case of miksat nisko? What was the case of miksat nisko? He dug 9. And he added 1. So this case also, the first 5 guys also are partially damaged. Because they could damage in 2 hours. And this guy come and speed it up. Why don't you consider that case as a partial? He added to the first guy's damage. Good question, Ashi. Answer, because for the first 2 hours, it's not a nezik mechlal. It's not like the guy that dug 9. When the guy dug 9, there's a damage there right now. You add it to something that was damaging already. This guy, before 2 hours, nothing. They're sitting on the bench. They're not sitting on the bench. In 2 hours, it's going to be a nezik. So you came along and sped it up. That's considered you made the whole nezik. Therefore, you cannot compare it to miksat. Good? Now, look at the next Rashi. Velema lehu. Ilav atun bedidi. Lehud lo ava midbar. Vatim kishi yashavti alechem na'amot. You guys should have got up when I sat down. Umidlo amadtim. Atim kamori shibartim. You're equal to me. Oh, now... Good, so Gemara says, "Lo serika de behadi de samicha alayu leolam de belav ihu lo ava mitbar klai." Let's keep that sheet now. Really, we're going back to the case that it wouldn't have broken without him. Again, leolam de belav ihu, without him, lo ava mitbar at all. Not even the 2 hours. They could have sat forever and the item would not have broken. Oh, so the peshita, when the guy came and sat, because he didn't sit. He went and he leaned. So I would have thought that what? Lo tzrika de bedim esuch alai. Lo nam de belav iu lo avim et batlal. Lo tkama peshita. Lo tzrika de lo yashav alav. He didn't sit on. Il amad on like that. But ismach alehim. Oh. And what's the chidush? That you would have thought that leaning is not considered mazik. Because it's not his goof. Kama, if your goof would have damaged, your koach is also hayav. And that continues. Ve'ika, we have another case of miksat nisko. Haditanya, what it says in the Braita. Hikuhu asara bnei adam be'eser maklot. Yeah, somebody that was beat up by 10 people. Each one had a stick. Ben bevat achat, where they were beating them up together, all together. Ben beze acharze, or whether each one gave him a blow with the stick, one after the other. Vemet, and the guy finally died. Kulam peturim. So they're all exempt. That's the first shita. However, the Gemara says, Rashi says, why she'en yadua al yedemi neherag? We don't know who the murderer is. We don't know. It's a collective force over here. Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera Omer, Beze Aharze, if it's done successively, Ha'aharon Hayav. The guy that delivered the last blow, he's Hayav. Mepene, Shekirev et Mitato, because he brought his death closer to she. Shekirev Mitato, Uflukta'yud Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera Verabbanan, Mefaresh Besanedrin. Meperek Elohen and Esrafim. Rabbi Yehuda Saba, Rabbi Yehuda holds. Ki yake kol nefesh adam ketiv. It says kol nefesh adam. Demashma kol dehu nefesh. Even if you killed part of the nefesh, he was already 90% dead by the time this guy gave him the last blow. Doesn't matter. Kol nefesh. Any part of the nefesh, hayab. Rabbanan savri kol nefesh mashma. Vainu ekshati bemiksat nisko. Dumyad dechofer bor sharishon ezik baron harag. Similar case. The first 9, according to the Bihuda, damaged him, gave him nezek, brought him close to death, and the last guy brought him to killed him in totality. So that's a case of what? That you hayav, that you did miksat, and you hayav, like the guy that dug 9, and the guy that added the one. So we have another case. So what our answer is, bekatana lo kamayri. Okay, we're not talking about cases of death penalty. We're talking about damages. We're not talking about when we said hayav in the Mishnah, we meant hayav to pay damages. We're not talking about hayav mitah. Therefore, although this case is a case of miksat, but it doesn't fit. It's katala. V'ibayet ema. I'll give another answer. Beflukta lo kamayri. We're not dealing with cases that are under mahloket, subject to mahloket. This is mahloket over here. If the last guy hits him, Rabbanan saying they're not hayav. And the Bihuda b'mitra says, yeah, hayav. Yeah, it's a good case, but we don't want to get involved in cases of mahloket. What do you mean? Velo, ve'awakim nan, delo kerebi. Oh, what do you mean? One of the cases, the case that we brought, the 9 and the 10 of the board, is a mahloket. What's the mahloket? It's a mahloket between Rabbi and Rabbanan. What was the mahloket? We learned earlier that it was a mahlok between the Bi and the Banan, because it said over there, Ha'ofer bor tishchao ba'acher v'shtimo la'asra acharon hayav. According to the rabbis, the last guy's hayav everything. The guy that dug the last tef is hayav ben benizikin ben b'mita. Whereas Rabbi said, no, he's only chayav for mita, and both of them are chayav for nizikin. So you see, that's also a machloket. And we brought that case down. So why are you telling me, no, we're not discussing cases that are a machloket. The case of Bor Tish'a and the Shlimon Asara is a machloket. So the Gemara says, big difference. Kerebi uchrabbanan mukminan. There, you have a machloket Rabbi and Rabbanan. So I'm going to take the Shita of the Rabbanan against Rabbi. I have no problem to say that case. Kerebi yudab in betera velo kerabbanan lo mukminan. But here, you want to go like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beitera against the rabbis. Here, you want to say the last guy that hit, he's the one that's going to be Hayav. If he did Miksat, and he's Hayav. That's what called Rabbi Yehuda ben Beitera. I'm not going to give a case that's going against the rabbis. The case of Rabbi and Rabbanan, the case is going with the rabbis. If I brought that type of machloket, I'll bring that, because we're following the rabbis. But to bring a machloket and tell me what this is following Rabbi Yehuda ben Beitera, I'm not interested in that type of machloket. I'm not going to go against the rabbis and bring a case. So therefore, we didn't choose that scenario. Mishnah continues. Quote from the Mishnah. Okay, very important line here. You damaged. Tashlume nizko means you're going to have to pay. You damaged, you got to pay. But it doesn't say. It doesn't say the word you have to pay nizik, damages. Ela bitashlume nizko. What does tashlume nizko mean? It sounds like you have to complete the damage or complete the payment. Tashlume. How do you complete? So I'll tell it to you outside and you'll understand the whole sugya. We're going to learn now. Guy went, his shur went, gored his friend's ox, killed it. The law is, we're going to say now, you give the nizak, the guy that was damaged, you keep the carcass. Okay, how much is this thing worth now? Thing's worth $500 now? How much was the total damage? $1,000? I pay you $500 more. Which means it's tashlume nizik. I'm completing the nizik, which means you keep the carcass, and there's value to it, there's hide, there's meat, whatever it is. I just complete and fill in what is missing. That's what they're learning from the word tashlume nezek. Tanina lehadetanu rabbanan. Tashlume nezek. You know what we learn from those words tashlume nezek? Melamed shabbe'alim metapelim benevela. That it's the owners that have to deal with the nevela. It means I'm the mazik. I damaged somebody's shore. I killed it. What's the deen? Nizak, you keep it. What do you mean? You killed the bud, huh? Keep it. It's yours. How much is it worth now? That's right. It's worth $500. Okay, so what was my total damage? 1,000? I'll complete it. Mina nemile. How do you know this? How do you know this law that it is the owners that get the nivela, that get the carcass? Amar of Ahmed Amar Kera. We're going to bring three pesukim over here. Make nefesh behema yishalemena. What's that case talking about? Make nefesh behema. That's talking about over here. Somebody's makeh nefesh behema. Who's makeh? Well, let's see who's makeh. Before we see who's makeh, it says yeshalemena. So from the word yeshalemena, atikri yeshalemena, ela yeshlimena. Yeshlimena meaning you hit the shore, there is ox, yeshlimena. This pasuk is talking about where a human being went and damaged somebody's shore. You went, you hit the guy's shore on the head. Killed it. So, makeh, nefesh, mehema, human being. Adam ha-mazik et ha-shor. You went and you beat up the shore. Yeshalimena. Meaning, yeshlimena. Let him keep the shore and you just complete the payment. That's the pasuk. Rav Kana mar mehacha. Rav Kana is a different pasuk. This pasuk is talking about over here, somebody told you to watch a shore for them. You're a shomer. Do me a favor. Here's the shor. I want you to watch it for me. And you were negligent, and a ze'ev came, a wolf came, and ate the shor. Or devoured it, or made it a nevela, killed it. What's the pasuk say? Im tarof yitaref, yibi'ehu ed haterefa lo yishalem. So the Gemara is being doresh. Ad terefa yishalem. until the terefa, you have to pay. Terefa atzma lo yishalim. Because the pasuk uses the word yibieu ed ha terefa lo yishalim, which the doreshik. Until the terefa, everything up until the terefa, you have to pay. But the terefa itself, you don't pay. The terefa, the dead animal itself, you give it back to the owner. So that's a second proof that the terefa or the dead animal goes to the owner. Haskia amar mehaka. Third ra'aya. Ve'amet yiyelo. Simple. Your ox goes somebody else's ox. What does the pasuk say? Ve'amet, the dead ox yiyelo, will belong to him. Who's him? Lenizak. Ve'chein tana de bechaskia. Ve'amet yiyelo lenizak. How do you know? Ata omer lenizak. O enu ele lemazik. Who told you? Maybe it means ve'amet yiyelo lemazik. Abad. Lo kachaya. My lo kachaya. What does that mean, lo kachaya? Isn't it like that? The Amar Abaye. Isal katadach nevela de mazik. If you tell me that the mazik kills the nevela, keeps the nevela. Havya lichtov rachmana shor tachat ashor vilishtok. The pasuk should have just said, you pay an ox for an ox, which would be mashma. The mazik gets the dead ox, and you replace it with a live ox. V'amet yiyelo lamali. Why did it have to say v'amet yiyelo? It's obvious. If I'm paying you a new ox, of course I keep the dead ox. And the fact that it said v'amet yiyelo must be coming to tell me shmamina lenizak. Because otherwise you don't have to tell me the met yiyelo. Just tell me, pay short for a short. And if you tell me short for a short, means the mazik has to pay a new short. And well, he would keep the old one. The fact that it says short, tachat short, it must be Tamil at Nizakim. So we have three pesukim to teach me this concept. One pasuk is by Adam Hamazik Shor. One pasuk is about a Shomer, somebody that was employed to watch a Shor, and it got damaged. And the third case is Shor Hamazik Shor. What do you need three pesukim to tell me in all these cases of damages that the Nizak keeps the Shor? The Sarika. You need all three. That's by an Adam Mazik Shor. Mishum Delo Shchicha. That's not such a common case that Adam is Mazik Shor. So in that case over there, we say, you know what? Give the dead carcass to the Nizak. About Terefa, the Shchicha, Emalo. But Terefa, which means you have a case where you're watching something for somebody and they got damaged, there maybe I would say it's a common case. Therefore, you Mazik, you deal with it. Therefore, it said that case also, that even in a more common case, still you give the dead carcass to the nizak. Sricha. Now go the other way. Mishum de memela. Okay, because over there, by the case of the terefa, you didn't do anything, meaning you were passive. You just didn't shomer correctly. So in that case over there, we didn't actively do something. You just passively sat back and the thing got eaten up. All right, in that case, we'll be lenient. Give the thing to the nizak. Never that to the nizak. Aval makebe ma de biyadayim. But a mazik that went to Adam and makebe ma, he did a biyadayim. Emalo. Never I'd be mahmir. Okay, good. So therefore, you need both. You need the first two pesukim. The yashmi'in and hanitarte. Now, if you said the first two cases, the case of Adam and mazik shor, and the case of the shomer, Ha-mishum de-lo shchicha ve-ha-mishum de-memela. Each one has a sivarat to say why we're lenient. This is lenient because Adam ha-makebema is not so common. I'll be lenient. And the Shomer case, he was passive. He just didn't do anything actively. On those cases, I'll be lenient. You know what? Give the met to the nizak. Ha-va-va-meti ye-lo de-shchicha u-bi-yadayim em-alo. But a shor that gores and it tags that number one, it's common. We're talking about a shor mu'ad. Okay, shor mu'ad that damaged, because that's common already, because he's already a damager. And what? It's also biyadayim. It's not really biyadayim. You didn't take the shor and cause it to gore. But since it's like yadayim, because since it's a wild shor, it's like you caused it to damage by your negligence. So therefore, I would have thought that, what? Maybe in that case with Mahmoud, you can't unload it on the Nizak. If you just told me the third case, I met Yelo by Shor HaMazik Shor, Mishum de Mamona Kamazik. I'd say, you know why we're leaning into that case? Because you didn't do the damaging. Your money damage. Your money damage, meaning you give the dead carcass to the nizak. Aval haka the begufam mazik imalo. But in the first two cases where the guy himself was mazik, you were mazik either adam and mazik shor, or you were shomer and you didn't watch correctly, so that's considered you did it. I would have said maybe you have to be mahmir. So therefore, all these cases over here teach you one thing. The carcass of the animal belongs to who? Goes to the nizak. Let's see, teach me a hadush. Because it says, v'amet yelo, that teaches me what? That you give the dead carcass to the nizak. Let's say he didn't say that. Right, well, obvious, right? If he didn't say that, what would you say? Who gets the carcass? Mazik. Now let's talk outside for a second. Remember we learned earlier, what could the mazik pay? If he wants, he could pay metav, he could pay the best land, right? Or he could pay garbage. He could pay subin. Right, when you're paying not land, you could pay anything. You could pay even bran. So now what are you going to tell me? You're going to give the guy the dead carcass. What's he going to do right back? He'll pay you some his payment. Give it right back to you. Which means, does it make sense to say you're going to give it to the mazik? I could pay it. This is not karka. Right? So if I wanted to, by the way, I could pay you in terefot. Let's say I damaged $1,000 worth of damage. I could pay you 10 carcasses. Go deal with it. Now you're going to tell me. No, he gets the. I can pay you in carcasses. I mean, you're punishing me by giving it to me. I can pay you the whole thing in carcasses. The Gemara says, "Hashta he itle ledide kama terefot yaivde." If the mazik had a lot of terefot, he can pay him in terefot. The Amar Mor Yeshiv the Rabot Shvekes Rafinu Subin Dide Dide Mevaya. You have to tell me that you give him the. It's obvious that the carcass belongs to the nizak because he can pay him in all in these. What's the hadush of the pasuk? Gemara says, nah, tell you the chadush. You're right. There's no chadush in the pasuk that the nizak gets the carcass. That's how we know that already. I can pay you in carcasses. But you know what the chadush in the pasuk is? Lo tzerika ela lefhat nevela. Oh. At the time of the damage, the nevela, the animal, obviously depreciated immediately. The animal's worth $1,000. My animal gored it, it died. Right away, depreciated, it's worth 500. Okay? So now, I have to pay, what? I have to pay 500. So I subtract, well, your thing is worth 500, so take the carcass, and I'll complete 500. Now, by the time we get to bedding, the thing depreciated more. It's deteriorating, this dead animal. The longer we wait there, the more depreciation it takes. Now, it's pahat nevela. By the time we get to the court, the court says, okay, well, this nevelah's worth 250. So now the damage is 750. The chidush is the mazik only pays according to the pat nevelah, according to the damage, at the time of the damage. After that, I don't got to pay anymore. I pay 500. You cannot tell me, now it's worth 250. Went down. Sorry, you should have sold it earlier. But you know that it's going to go down. So the onus is on the nizak. Listen, it was worth 500. You should have sold it. You didn't sell it by till now, and went down more. You can't obligate me to pay you for that damage. I'll pay you according to what I damage at the time of the damage. And the hadush of the pasuk is the nizak gets the carcass, and pat nevela is his problem. If it depreciates, it's the nizak's problem. Why? Because you should have sold the carcass. Right, sell it to someone. Somebody will use its hide. Somebody will use its meat. Maybe it has hair, whatever it may be. It's whatever you can use it for. So comes the Gemara and says, good. Lefhat nevela. Lefhat nevela. Tana'im. Gemara says, this is the machloket Tana'im, this pat nevela business. If it went down, who's got a supplement? Does the loss go to the nizak or to the mazik? Why? The Tanya. Im taruf yitaref yibiyehu ed. That's the case over there. Let's get this pasuk good. Let's talk about the case of a mazik, a shomer, he's watching somebody's animal. What happened? He was negligent, obviously. Ze'ev came and devoured the shor. So it says, Imtaruf Yitav, and made it a terefah, killed it. So it says the pasuk, Yevi'ehu Ed. What does that word mean, Yevi'ehu Ed? He has to bring an Ed. So the first Shita says, Yevi'edim shenitrefa be'ones upatur. We know a shomer, if things were out of his control and he wasn't negligent, he's off the hook. So therefore, yavi ed. What does yavi ed mean? Let him bring witnesses that can prove that he was honest, that it was, you know, out of his control. He didn't do anything negligent, and therefore he'll be patur. So the person was saying, im tarav yitarev. If it became terefah, yivi'u ed, let him bring edin, and then he'll be off the hook. Right? Look at Rashi, top line, upatur. The shomer sachar patur be'onsin. Right? The shomer sachar is patur, even if he gets paid to watch it. But if something happened out of his control, he had it behind the fence. He had it locked up. Ze'if came, busted the fence down, and ate the animal. It's not his fault. So yivi'u ed, bring a proof that you were honest if you be patur. That's the first shita, yeah? Abba Shaul Omer, no. Yavi iduda lebeddin. He learns the word ed. Ed is not a witness. Ed is the carcass. Like we see in this week's parasha. Look at the Rashi. Rashi says, Yavi iduda nevela. Bring the nevela lebeddin. Leshuma kamma hi shaveh. To see how much it is worth. Ve'achi mashma kla yivyehu ed. Yaviha iduda. How do you know the word ed is a carcass? Kedichtiv, baboker yochal ad, dainu shalal kedekemeder geminan adda'a. Which means in the Pesukim, when Yaakov blesses his children, it says, baboker yochal ad. And what does ad mean? Ad is carcasses of animals. So therefore, according to Abba Shaul, what does it say? You're damaged. So now you got to go to Betin. You're a shomer, you were negligent. So you got to bring the carcass to Betin. Yivi'ehu ed. Why do you bring it to the Beddin? Because you got to evaluate the damage. It's master, you're evaluating the damage, what it is, now. And it's master, according to the first rabbi, no, the first rabbi is telling me you did evaluate damages according to what it is at the time of the damages. That's why he learned the pasuk totally different. He learned the pasuk, if you want to get yourself off the hook, bring witnesses that you were an honest. But when it comes to the pat nevela, you pay according to at the time of the damaging. But the second rabbi learned the pasuk, Abba Shaul, no. Bring the carcass to the Beit Din. Why? Because it's at that moment, that's how you're going to judge the damages. Then went down more. So we have a machloket on pat nevela. Now, what I want to say, my lav be'akam epalgim, must be that this is the machloket. Temor sabar pat nevela denizak haveh. Umor sabar de mazikave. One will say that the nizak gets the loss, and one will say the mazik gets the loss. How do you know? Look at Rashi. My la be'akam epalge. The be'onsin, listen. Everybody would agree, if the guy's an honest, he's off the hook. If it was out of his control, it's no hadush, right? Everybody would agree that the shomer is patur. The be'onsin, havadai lo penig. Abashu odem avad afidu enterfa be'onsi hayav. Te'en shomer sechar hayav be'onsin. That's for sure. Elachi kamar im nitrefa bipshia, which means if let's say the guy was a posheya, the shomer shiyeh bar tashmin yavi eduda, he's got to bring the carcass to the beti viyosit mebetol edamim sheishavim shat mita. That's the adus of Abba Shaul. That if you did it bipshia, now you have a right to get paid. But you know what? Bring the thing to the Beit Din, and they'll see that it's worth only 250 now, because it went down, and the mazik's going to have to shell out. So you see, according to this opinion of Abba Shaul, it goes according to the time of the Hamadah at the Deen. So that's according to the nizak benefits. Good. And Tanakama, obviously not learning the Pasuk like that. Tanakama learned the Pasuk totally out of the context. He learned, bring two Edim. That what? Two edim that you were anus. And what if you were not anus? So anus, then you pay according to what it is now. You don't have to, don't say bring the thing to the Beit Din. So then we want to say the mahlok between Tanakaman and Bashaul is who is responsible for the pat nevela. According to Bashaul, the mazik is responsible. That's why you bring the thing to the Beit Din to see what it's worth. And according to Tanakaman, no, the nizak is responsible. Therefore, if it went down, it's not our problem. We only have to pay you according to what it was worth at the time of the damage. That's what Gemara wants to say. Gemara says, no. Nice try, but no. Lo. Dikola alma dinizak. Everybody holds it's the nizak's loss. Again, back to what we said. Time of the damage, the thing went down to 500, I'm only obligated to pay 500. Later on it went down to 250, sorry, you should have sold it. The pot is the loss of the nizak. At the time of the judgment, by the time we got to court, 2 months later, I think it was worth 250. Sorry, not my obligation. Everybody holds like that. So what's the machloket over here? Ve'acha betorach nevela kamepalgeh. You remember the machloket? Who's got to deal with it? Who's got to... They got a dead carcass over there. Who's got to transport it? Who's got to... Everybody says it goes to the Nizak also, by the way. Now, who's got to transport this dead carcass, around? So Gemara says... According to Abba Shaul, Yavi Eduda Lebetin is teach me what? That the Mazik, you damaged? You gotta bring the from where it is. Bring it to the Nizak. You want to kill my animal? So I gotta go pick it up. No, you the mazik. You go and the Tanakhama is gonna say no. It's yours. Your animal. Go get it. Then we'll say the machlokas. Who's gotta be matriach to deal with the from the place where it died? Okay. That then yeah, like we see in a braita. This is not a question. This is a proof. Acharim omrim minayin she'al. Ba'al abor la'alot shor miboro. You have a boar. An animal fell into your boar. Dead animal died in there now. How do we know it's on the owner of the boar? He's got to pay to get the shor out. How do you know it's his responsibility? Tamud lomar, kesef yeshiv liv'alav. He's got to pay, obviously, also. Vehamit. Oh, read it like this. Kesef yeshiv liv'alav vehamit. The pasuk says, vehamit yehiye lo. But read it like this. Kesef yashiv liv'alav vehamit. That means he's got to return money and the mit. That means it's the owner's responsibility, the owner of the board, to extract the thing from the board. If it's similarly, different game, but it's the same concept. Similarly, it's the guy who caused the damage, the mazik's responsibility to bring the dead carcass to the nizak. Amar abayel rabba. What's the case? Can we have the case over here of the Torah of Nevela? Ilema de bebira shavya zuza vaguda shavya arba. If you're telling me, listen, in the well, the thing is only worth one, because it's in the well. Who's going to buy it in the well? And when you take it out, it's worth four. Ki tarach b'denafshet tarach. Of course, who wouldn't take it out? Which means that's not Torah Nevela. Torah, it's to my advantage. I'm the mazik, okay? It's my benefit to take it out of the board. If I don't take it out of the board, it's only worth one. Therefore, I'm going to have to compensate him much more. So therefore, that's not Torah Nevela. Of course, who wouldn't take it out of the board? I don't need a pasuk to come and tell me, you got to take it out. Oh, don't take it out. Of course I'll take it out. If it's worth more outside the board, it's to my advantage to take it out. No. It's worth a zuz in the board, and it's worth the zoos outside the board. Oh, equal price. Is that so? How can it be equal, one in the board and one outside the board? It was in. Yeah, it happens. Yeah, sometimes the beam in the city costs a zoos, and if the beam is in the field, it also costs a zoos, which means a free delivery. They're not going to charge you for the delivery. Therefore, yeah, it's in the board, it's worth the zoos. Outside the board, it's also considered a zoos. So the hadush of the Torah is that even though it's equal to zoos here and there, so still, you're the guy that caused the damage, you got to go down and take it out. So similarly, that was the problem between Abba Shaul and Abbanan. Everybody holds, you give it to the Nizak. And everybody holds, you pay according to the time of the damage. The machlok is, who's got to drag it? So Abba Shaul says this, you're the mazik, you got to drag it. Go give it to him. And the other says, no, it's your item, go pick it up yourself. That's the whole ma'alokah. And the ma'alokah is the bite, like we saw by board. Okay, good.